Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Your show is scheduled to start in 2 minutes. 14 seconds. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Good morning, Russell. Good morning. Good morning. Hello, hello. Hey, Russ. Hey, Russ.
Muted.
Hey, Russell. Peter's here.
1 minute until showtime.
Hey, Russ. Peter's here. Crap. Call back in.
Blog Talk Radio. Your show is scheduled to start in 43 seconds. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show. I'm your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. I hope you can hear me. Yep, we're here. Sorry about that. We just, I think Blog Talk Radio was having a problem with their platform. But I think you can hear me now.
Yeah, I can. Very
so
loud and clear.
In.
Yeah, loud and clear.
We are good. Yeah,
I think
it was like one of those solar flares or interterrestrial police, you know, like a gamma ray blast or something like that, just kind of out of water. But we are here for our building. Yeah, we're here, so we're live. So let's talk about our Building Fortunes Radio listing. Yeah,
but you're talking about that Miami incident. But did you hear all the information on that?
I did not. Nope. I heard a little bit about it, but that's just about it. No. All right. So hold on one second. I got to tell these people that we're listening in. You're listening to Russ Johnson. He's here on the UFO Super Patch Radio Show, and we're going to talk about whatever we're going to talk about. Sorry for the botched up beginning. I think there was some kind of a mess
that's
up.
Okay.
I was here like 10 minutes early, and then all of a sudden it's gone. But yeah. So for those people that are missing out on what we're going to talk about, do you want to set up a little bit of a background or foundation of what happened, and then you can tell me what happened if you know what happened.
Yeah, briefly. Look.
Okay.
So there was a big skirmish down in Miami at the mall, at the big mall down there on New Year's Day. And what happened was that all the people in the mall saw these three figures, 10 feet tall. Yeah, 10-foot individuals, if you will. And they got out there quick, fast, in a hurry. And guess what? They sent the police out, and at least 100 police cars showed up. Not three, not four cars, 100 cars.
100, that's a big
number. And then they shut down all the traffic in the airspace over the mall, over that whole area was shut down. 61,000 people were without electricity for a minute or two until that fiasco was over. Anyway, it was something else. It was more than a notion. So I was listening to Elizabeth April. If you haven't listened to Elizabeth April, I encourage you to Google her and listen to some of the things that she's talking about. And she did a synopsis of this thing. She says, yes, they were there. They had made a different form of alien species. Now, there are many, 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 many alien species. Right now, the average person who studies this stuff knows about the Greys and the Reptilians and the Nordics and the Tall Whites and the Palladians, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it goes way beyond that. There are about, guesstimate, at least 100, maybe 200 or more species of aliens from different parts of the galaxy here at this time. Why? Because Mother Earth is going through what they call ascension. We are going from the third dimension to the fourth dimension and beyond, right? A raising of the consciousness level of the people on this planet. So that's part of the skinny of what's going on the planet. So the people who are psychics and clairvoyants and people who channel and been studying this stuff for many, many years, looking at aliens and the artifacts of what they left, reading all the books and listening to Laura Eisenhower or Linda Musenhauer or John Lear, or understanding what's happening in that Area 51 or Rooms Lake or S4. I mean, what happened during the Roswell deal, it's going on and on. This is an explosion this year. To educate the masses of human beings that, number one, you weren't created from a monkey or an amoeba coming out of the ocean. You were created by the alien species in all other parts of the galaxy. Now, Zachariah Sitchin talks about all of this in his books, The 12th Planet. Oh, you can just Google his name, Zachariah Sitchin. And he talks about, he studied this from the Sumerian civilization, that we are here because the aliens made us, in a sense. I mean, we were here, but we got modified. Our DNA was modified by the alien species, by the Palladians, by the Anunnakis and others, even the Greys. So some people say that we have in our systems that we have about 20 DNA elements from different 20 different species around the galaxy. So I know this sounds like I was talking to a lady this morning in the gym. I was saying, I was giving her my card, and I said, and she was exercising. I said, well, here's my card. I do a podcast on aliens and extraterrestrials and abductions and all that. She said, but I don't believe in any of that stuff. That's all false and fake. So that's where we are. And I don't blame her, because we have been kept in the dark. We've been lied to. If you go to a book called Selected by Extraterrestrials by William Tompkins, who was trained by the Palladians from 1939, 1940 up until the time he passed a couple years ago. He has a three-volume series called Selected by Extraterrestrials. Now, you don't have to read all three volumes, but you, at least you can go to Amazon.com and get a volume or two and listen to it, because it's on audio too. And he tells you what they have been hiding for the past 60, 70, 80 years. So, I mean, I could go on and on with this, but basically, Elizabeth, let me start where I finished, let me continue where I started. Elizabeth April said that it's true that they were here, that if you go to her website, Elizabeth April, just Google her and listen to her podcast. She likes to call herself EA, right? And she's very knowledgeable about all this, and she's been abducted, and she channels, she's a psychic, she does remote viewing and all of those things that most people don't even understand yet on this planet. So we've been dumbed down, so we just don't have the information. But you go to listen to some of her podcasts, and she will explain to you that they were here, that it was a kind of a glitch, that they were on another frequency, another vibratory energy level, and they were not supposed to come through the mall, but they do come. But the people around you who are aliens, that they come and walk among us, usually we can't see them because they operate on different frequencies. So anyway, that's the long and the short of what happened in Miami on New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. Do you have any questions on that? I know it sounds like it's a made-up movie, huh?
Yeah, so I got a couple of questions for you relative to that. So here
sure.
we are, and my son comes up to me and he says, you know, hey, listen, did you hear about what's going on in Miami? And we're in Florida. You're closer to Miami than I am. I'm up
sure.
in Palm Coast. you're down south, but closer to there. And I'm like, so what happened? So I didn't really pay that much attention to it. He said 100 cops cars were called on a gang of kids was fighting with sticks and
that's a cover
stuff
story.
Like that. I said, okay. Yeah, like, okay. All right, well, that sounds like, you know, if there's 100 kids fighting in a mall or a gang of kids fighting in a mall, you probably need to send a lot of cop cars, whether it's 20 or 100. But if there's 50 of them, I guess you should probably send 100 cars, you know, because
well,
they're
no,
kind of crazy.
No, they don't usually do that. It's probably never happened in the history of the police department.
Probably never.
Cars
but, you know,
go ahead.
Let's just go for that. So, okay, so you do that. But then when I hear, like, they shut off power, they stopped flights, I'm like, okay, these are kids with – what kind of sticks do these kids have? You know, why would you shut down an airport or shut down flights or allegedly shut down
sure.
flights or airports or even screw around with the electricity? It doesn't make any sense. So that didn't make any sense. You know, you try to connect the dots, and then all of a sudden people talking about 10-foot-tall beings that –
true.
I don't know if they said they were shooting at people. Said they were shooting at them. Now, if you're in a mall in Miami,
they weren't there to make to create any harm or difficulties. No, they didn't come.
Right,
they
but
didn't
they
come,
said the patrons. They said the patrons, the people in the mall, were shooting at these things. I'm like, okay, well,
true,
that'll probably
they were,
you know
yeah,
if you're in
right.
if you're in a mall,
right.
chances are, and you're in Florida, there's lots of people that carry guns in Florida, and I'm sure there's plenty of people that carry guns in malls in Florida and Miami. So somebody's shooting
true.
At these things, running away, all that sort of stuff. What's going on here? And I would say, okay, so there's got to be somebody who's leaking footage of these beings. Now, there's got to be somewhere or another. There's got to be some people. Now, I've seen some infrared things of whatever, and not, you know, they said this is the people, whatever. But there's a lot of question marks. So I'm not sure about what happened in Miami, and there could have been a whole bunch of things that would happen in Miami. But I will underline everything else that you referenced a little bit earlier. Relative to, do I think that we've been visited and maybe still are by these extraterrestrial beings? And the answer is, you know, with that one blue dot, anybody that's paying any attention would probably want to check out this one blue dot. And I don't know a lot about evolution, but hell, that's one wild story. I'll tell you. That whole wild story about, you know, how eyes formed and ears formed and legs formed and how this handles that and this handles that. I just come to say, you know, I understand the idea that things would evolve and time is a big thing. You know, billions and billions of or millions of years. That's a long time. Things change over a million years. But there's got to be some, in my mind, spiritual, super advanced designer that put this thing together, whether he did it in a minute or over time, I don't know. But there's got to be a blend between, you know, the evolution and divine intervention, extraterrestrial. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited about running this radio show with you is you're going to expose us to a whole bunch of views, some of which I will think will just be plain kooky, some of which will be like, oh, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. That fits perfectly into the puzzle. But one of the things that I'm on board with 100% is learning more, number two. Not discounting anything, because I don't think whatever super being brain gave my brain the ability to be that smart. So I got to gather information as much as I possibly can and kind of filter out that information. But I'm interested in this topic for sure. Now, whether it happened in Miami, I'm not sure. It could have been anything. I'm a big fan, so let me just throw a little thing out there. I'm a huge fan of what they are doing, they meaning like scientists, physicists, you know, all these brainiacs are doing with artificial intelligence, number one, and computers, number two. And if you've ever seen some of the videos of computers done by, first it was, what was it, Boston Robotics. But if you've ever, like, go do a YouTube search and look for, you know, robots dancing or robots by whatever, and you will find that us humans have been able to make robots do amazing things, and if you covered them up with a costume that was, you know, 10 feet tall, like you might be able to if you were in Hollywood, and Miami is trying to be the next Hollywood, well, it wouldn't surprise me that I could make, with enough money, a 10-foot scary-looking thing that did things over in a mall, but it would be there. Like, it would stay there. It would be proof. It wouldn't be like a hologram. So I don't know. I got a lot of questions, and I wish there had to be somebody in Miami that was able to take a picture or a few videos of these things, and somehow they snuck out where we were able to see them. Because if they were what, you know, we're describing, some people think they were, like these space aliens, a glitch or whatever, we should be scared poopless. I mean, literally. We should
be scared.
Well, they were, but
well,
we should be.
In the mall. Right.
But are they talking? We got to find, I got to find a source of these people that are actually talking and showing, because that would help satisfy my desire to have more information about this, because it's not like I don't believe it's true, but I have a whole bunch of things that might prove that it could be just one more test. And I got to throw this big question mark in. For those people that are unfamiliar with this, in 2019, there was a guy named Donald Trump, and Donald Trump was trying to be reelected, and his following was manic, meaning his following was psychic, and not psychic, his following was psychotic. Like, people were crazy about Donald Trump, and he was clearly going to win against anybody that they ran against him, and they ran against him. I said, there's no way he's going to lose. He's so popular, and these people are so crazy, they're going to turn out in droves, drag their relatives. But also, the economy is doing so well, there's only one thing that they're going to be able to do, that's destroy the economy and come up with some kind of a natural event or unnatural event that would disrupt everything. And guess what? COVID did. It destroyed the economy and did whatever. So that is my deja vu, you know, what's his name, Yogi Berra moment, you know, I think I've been here before, you know, that kind of a thing. You know, deja vu all over again. We are in election year, and they have been kind of salt and peppering and seeding, if you will, this UFO thing for enough time where people are getting comfortable with it. And I think we're going to see more space aliens before the 2024 election than we've ever seen before. So many, that there might even be a reason to not be able to vote, because we're going to have to pause the election because Joe Biden is going to have to continue to save the day, or whoever they replace him with. But so it's an election year, which is my long-winded way of saying expect crazy. Like, expect crazy. In an election year, especially with this one, with Donald Trump and all the things they're doing to try to stop this man, expect crazy. Whether I'm pro-Donald Trump or anti-Donald Trump or neutral on Donald Trump or whatever, I like anybody else, does not matter. We are in an election year, and expect crazy if Donald Trump continues to progress like he has. So I'll let you comment on that if you wanted to. So there's a lot of variables here.
Right. Just, and it's Trump, that could be part of it. See, everything mixes in. It's what Trump is doing, Biden. And I would tell people that if you wanted to talk about the aliens and alien history, most people don't even know anything about it. They don't do any homework. And that's the sad thing. It's like network marketing. Most people don't know how to even have a home-based business. But yet it's growing in recent years. So people have been programmed to grow up, be a good person, go to school, some college, some university, become a doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, whatever. Get a good job, stay there for 30 years, and get the gold watch. That no longer is a factor. And it won't come back again, by the way, if you're looking for that. It's a whole different economy. But anyway, let me get back to the alien stuff specifically. That there have been people over the past 60, 70, 80, 90 years who have been researching this. Most people don't even know the names of those people. They don't even know the name of Area 51 or S4 or Groom's Lake. They have no clue. But it's all been happening all around us. Now, have UFOs been here? But people might have heard of 1974, Kirch, I'm sorry, I apologize, 1947, the Roswell crash, which has been front and center among some people's consciousness for the last 70, 75 years. But they don't have any specifics of what happened. There are books out on that. And I'm saying to you, the masses of people kind of wake up a little bit, even pay attention to the congressional hearings that are going on about the whistleblowers. The UFO community is growing rapidly because of whistleblower testimony, which is making national headlines. So you want to pay attention to that. Google that. Don't ignore that. That's yet to come. There's so many Navy pilots, some generals, some people in the Air Force, and Army, and other places who know what, who really know what I'm talking about. But they had to keep it quiet for many sakes. Number one, some of those people were called being read into, meaning that they've been told these secrets of Majestic 12 that human, you know, that Truman put together. But in 1947, but they said if you do talk about this stuff, we will eliminate you, your cat, your dog, your wife, any of your children. So people have been operating under fear and not disclosing anything at all. So that's another big thing. You have been, the people on the planet have been lied to in many, many, many instances about aliens, alien abductions. If you go to, and I'll let you take a break, you kind of want to take a break here. If you want to go to Stephen Greer, and he has the Disclosure Project, punch that up and see what Stephen Greer is talking about. He's been working on this for the last 35 years, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Go look at Billy Carson, who has a website called Forbidden Knowledge. He's got a podcast, hundreds of thousands of people listening to that. So if you want to take a break, it's 20 after the hour.
Yep.
We can do that, and you can ask me any questions when we come back.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Russ Johnson. If you go to UFOSuperPatch.com, you'll find the company that he's using to be able to help fund this and other radio shows. If you go to some of the websites that he has, you'll be able to find some of the information as he's building it out as well. One of my favorite radio show names is LightsInTheNight.org, but he's got other ones as well. He's like me. He likes to buy domain names and forward them all over the place. So what's the best place for people to find information that you have that's available, either on this radio show or on others and or on your websites?
Sure. You can always go to LightsInTheNight.org. I mean, that's a cool website there. That website has some interviews that I've done with Gillian Green, who's a clairvoyant, and she's come from England, Yorkshire, England, UK, if you will. And she's been around for at least 85 years on this planet, and she's been incarnated a number of times, and she talks about the different lives that she has lived. She has that memory. She's in contact with what they call the Galactic Command. And if you want to look at any information on that, go to XOPolitics. That's another podcast, and that's by Michael Sella, S-A-L-L-A. You want to see what he's talking about because he's a prolific writer, and he has a couple books. Talks about why Kennedy was assassinated, and that's Kennedy's Last Stand. That's one book, and you can get the audio if you like and listen to that. Or you can talk about his other book, Antarctica, about the hidden secrets in Antarctica by Michael Sella. That's a book and also audio, and he tells you that the Navy, the Gestapo, the Third Reich, they took over Antarctica somewhere around 1940, 1942, and they have hundreds of thousands of people there working. They have spaceships, the whole nine yards. So read the book and get that information. The other thing I want to say that there have been certain incidents that have happened in our history that it happened in the United States, but it's been covered up. One is called Operation High Jump, where Admiral Byrd was sent to Antarctica to kick the Germans out of there. They have the submarines and the spaceships there in 1947. So punch that up and look at that history. We have 3,700 soldiers went with him. He took 13 planes, 20 helicopters, all of that, but they were devastated and chased out of there. So he came back. He couldn't say anything about it. But that's a piece of his Operation High Jump. Look at that. So you get the history of some of this stuff, because it's a lot of homework you have to do, and it's a lot of information yet to come to us. So this is 2024, and it's an awareness time. It's an awakening time. It's an ascension time. And look at some of the podcasts of the channelers, of the people who are do Gaia on Cosmic Connections, Ancient Aliens. Watch some of that. Much of that is true. So, Peter, that can go on and on and on, but I'm trying to point people to do a little bit of homework rather than be dismissive of the fact that anything is going on except a hearing by Congress about the UFOs. And by the way, since that hearing, many members of Congress and the Inspector General, Thomas Moham, have asked for more details on UFO technology and government evidence of I'm talking about the secret government that was set up by Truman in 1947 called the Majestic 12. Google some of this so that you can catch up to speed on what's going to happen in our lives in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Peter, back.
Yep. So this is really good information. The latest one that I heard that I had not really heard before has spoken eloquently. Well, I watched an interview. I wish I could remember who it was. Sometimes I watch YouTube channels while I'm sleeping. I know that may sound weird. You know, I have dogs that wake me up all the time at night to go out and all that sort of stuff. So anyway, so the bottom line, I was watching some guy who was an expert, and he basically threw this one at, you know, not me, but the YouTube audience. Just said, listen, you know, there's always a secret government, if you will, secret programs that the government doesn't necessarily feel obligated to tell us about for national security purposes. I mean, a lot of stuff has been developed by the military that we use today, whether it's microwaves or the internet or whatever. Well, the government had paid, I think it was Lockheed Martin, for, developed this technology, this super-duper technology. They paid them a lot of money, and they tried it out, didn't work, and they just drop it. Well, Lockheed Martin decided, and Lockheed Martin's a big defense builder. Lockheed Martin decided not to drop it. They decided to continue to do it, and the government wasn't paying attention. And they developed it, or they developed something better or whatever. And now they had it, the government didn't. And whenever that shows up, the government tries to, you know, shoot it down, blame it on, they think it's space aliens, because they think it's, the government doesn't realize that they built it anyway. And now all of a sudden, when things like this happen, they say it's space aliens, but it's not. It's just Lockheed Martin continuing to do the things that they're doing. And the government keeps shooting it down. So it's almost like Dumb and Dumber, if you will. But that was the latest one that I heard. And a possibility for a probable explanation on some of the things that may happen. So the answer is, like I said a little bit earlier, and I'll say it just like this. When I run my business, I say, you know, unless I know all the variables, any conclusion I draw is probably wrong. And in this instance, I don't know all the variables, and any conclusions I draw are probably wrong, but it's fun anyway, to draw whatever conclusions you want. And there's a lot of people that build their whole entire life around any one of these conclusions, whether there's space aliens coming down and interbreeding with humans, or whether there's defense, it's all still man-made and that we've never been approached, or whether it's something else in between, who knows. But it's fun and entertaining, and it's a rabbit hole for sure. You can get stuck in this for a really long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
I appreciate this. So anyway, so we are done. I'll let you wrap it up. You got about a minute.
Okay. Well, you were right, that gentleman who was talking to you about the secret space force. It is a secret space force. And if people were to go to punch in Majestic 12, it'll give you an idea of what Truman set up in 1947, a secret space force, people who do all this stuff, who back engineer all of this stuff. And lastly, since we're in that whole realm, punch up the book The Day After Roswell. Colonel Philip Corso, he wrote a book. It's an audio, and you can read it, about what he did with the secret government of hiding all of this stuff from people, and back engineer it. And now we have spaceships that go to many planets in the universe, traverse that on an ongoing basis since 2003. But anyway, he was right. He was on target. But thank you very much for listening. So for further information, go to lightsinthenight.org, look at the website, and start doing your homework, because all of it is yet to come. Thanks,
Excellent.
Peter.
We'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.